The 103-year-old home for low-income young women in Lytle Park had the city permits and the funding to start on a $12 million renovation. But Western and Southern, which has its headquarters near the inn, filed suit against Cincinnati Union Bethel, which owns the Anna Louise. The financial services company wants to buy the property and possibly remodel it into a hotel. Western and Southern argued that the inn's current mix of programs makes it a shelter, and that shelters are not allowed in that zoning district. Judge Nadel ruled in favor of Western and Southern. He said the city of Cincinnati's process in approving the permit was flawed. But supporters of the Anna Louise Inn say zoning has never, until now, been an issue in the facility's more than a century of existence. Josh Spring is the head of the Greater Cincinnati Homeless Coalition, of which the inn is a member.
If Western and Southern can extend this and extend it, install it, then it makes it less possible for Anna Louise Inn to be renovated, which makes it less possible for it to exist.
Spring says Judge Nadel's ruling means the owners of the inn will now have to start over with the city permitting process, and that the facility will lose grants and other money needed for the renovation. Western and Southern said it was unable to supply a spokesman for an audio interview about the case, but in a pair of written statements, the company says it has always supported and continues to support the Anna Louise Inn's mission and its work. Western and Southern says it's made an offer above the market rate to buy the property, and it wants to help the facility develop an alternate location or more than one location. The company also says by moving the inn away from Lytle Park, the city will reap more tax dollars through redevelopment of that section of downtown. I'm Steve Hirschberg.